Chaitanya Bhagavat. We're continuing Antik Kanda chapter part 2, chapter 7 from last week. And Vrindavanas Thakur is preaching about the qualities of devotees. Anyonye bhajanyena ishvara ichai hena rangi mahaprabhu shigurangarai. By Lord Chaitanya's will, the devotees would sometimes engage in loving quarrels, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu would also enjoy taking part in such exchanges. Ishwar Ichai Vajayena Anyonye. Anyonye means opposition. So even in the Lord's dealings and pastimes, they argue and they quarrel. But when we argue or quarrel with one another, usually it's not love-based. It's based on anger. We're frustrated, we become angry. Then we may argue with someone or quarrel with someone. But here it's saying that this is Rangi, Mahaprabhu Rangi. This is his delight. He delights, he enjoys. And these activities of even quarreling with the devotees. So this is transcendental arguing. Sometimes people say, how is it that Radharani in the spiritual world can appear to be envious? That Radharani is envious of her rival. She has a rival, Sakhi, named Chandravali. Chandravali is another young lady, young gopi, and she very much loves Krishna, and Krishna loves her very much also. She's number two. Radharani's number one, but they both have a number. They count, they both count. Number two counts and number one counts. If you have 2 rupees, or 2 lakhs, or 1 lakh, it's still good. So number one is Radharani and number two is Chandravali. And this is told in Padma Purana and other places. These are the two primary sakis, main ones. And you can imagine how beautiful Chandravali is because her father is the brother of Radharani's father, Chandra Banu. Chandravali's father's name is Chandrabanu, and Radharani's father is Brishabanu. They're brothers. So Radharani looks very much like Chandravali. But she's number two. So sometimes she appears, even is writing in the books of the Goswamis that Radharani is envious or jealous or envious of Chandravali and vice versa. You say, wait a minute, it sounds like the material world. There's anger, there's arguing, there's envy. But it's loving envy and loving quarrels because it's not the envy of this world or the arguing or quarreling of this world. Because the whole thing, it's arises out of love. It's an expression, a different form of expressing love and pleasure and satisfaction for Krishna. And when it settles up, everyone's still in love. Radharani loves Chandravali very much. And Chandravali loves Radharani very much. They're sisters. They're even described as sisters. And even they interact sometimes. And when it's Radharani's birthday, then Chandravali comes to visit her. Says, happy birthday. Because it's her cousin. It's her cousin's sister. Radharani has a birthday party every year. It's called Radhastami. And Chandravali, she goes and gives a gift and they embrace and it's all fair in love and war, they say. In love and war, it's all fair. So this is there in the spiritual world, in anger, in quarreling, in envy, in jealousy, it's all love. Love is the basis. It's not a question of fairness, it's a question of love. No one comes out slugging, no one bops each other, no one fights, no one destroys one another, annihilates one another. Krishnera kripaya sabai ananda vival kakkona kakkona bhaje ananda kandal. By Krishna's mercy, everyone was overwhelmed in transcendental happiness. Anande vival. Yet sometimes loving quarrels took place even between Gora Chandra and Nityananda. What does it speak of Advaita and Nityananda? Sometimes Advaita and Nityananda would argue. Nityananda was an avadut, mendicant, beggar, wandering house to house, and he came to a Brahmin's house. He came once to a great Brahmin's house, a guru, an acharya, and he begged food there. And then that Brahmin acharya, his name was Advaita, Sri Advaita Acharya. And he said, "What is this? I've been fasting for days, Advaita, and this small morsel of food, this isn't even enough to fill half a man's stomach. I'm in starving." Then Advaita Acharya said, "What is this? You're a reject. You're a reject Paramahamsa. You're a bekar. Bekar Paramahams. You're not real." So then they argued. He said, "No, you're a bogus grihastha. You're not performing charity. You're not feeding your guests properly." And so they would argue. "Oh, what is this? This arguing." But even Gauranga and Nityananda would quarrel. Now, Vrindavanas Thakur, he says, "Ihate ye eka ishvara pakshahai, anya ishvara re ninde sei abhagiya." If someone takes sides of one Lord, criticizing the other Lord, he's most unfortunate. Abhagiya. He's abhagiya. He loses his fortune. Ekishvara paksha hai. Paksha means group or sides. If one takes sides, "Oh, Nityananda, he's correct and Gauranga's wrong." Or, "Gauranga's correct and Nityananda's wrong." It's not like a horse race or boxing, where you take sides, where you put your money on one horse to win the horse race or another horse. This, and this level with the Lord, we should never criticize or we'll become unfortunate. And that this idea of criticizing what appears to be quarreling or disagreement between the Lord or even Vaishnavas, it also applies to us if we see apparent arguing or some fighting amongst devotees. We should be careful about taking sides and who's right or who's wrong, because oftentimes it's a play of the Lord, and then afterwards the two devotees that may be fighting, they make up and with each other and beg forgiveness for any offenses, and then it's finished. But during the course of their disagreement or fighting, if some other third devotee says, "Oh, this one's wrong or that one's right," then it can be reactionary. Ishvarera abhina sakala bhaktagan dehera jehina bahu anguli charan. All the devotees are non-different from the Lord, as the legs, fingers, and arms are non-different from the body. Here he's saying that now he's, because we've been talking about Gauranga and Nityananda having arguments or lovers quarrel, and then now he takes it down to, what about devotees? Devotees, Gauranga Bhaktas or Nityananda Bhaktas, Krishna Bhaktas. I am Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi. That's us, we're Bhaktas, devotees. He says here that there Ishvara Abhina Sakala Bhaktagan. Sakala Bhaktagan means sub Bhaktagan. All the devotees, all the groups of devotees, they are Abhina, they are no different from Ishvara. They are also Satchidananda. But there's of course a limitation in the quantity and quality also of our qualities. But it says Anguli Charan, Deha Bahu Anguli Charan. Devotees of the Lord, they're just like the Lord's fingers, anguli, his charan, his feet, and his bahu, his arms. It's explained in the Bhagavatam that the devatas, all the Indra and Agni, Vayu, Varuna, Brahma, etc., these Surya, Chandra, these powerful demigods that run this universe and administrate everything, they're like the fingers and parts and parcels of the Lord's body. So if we offend Indra, we offend Surya, or offend Shiva, then we're offending the Lord himself. So then, there's a nice purport here. Although Krishna is one, the devotees are considered Krishna's bodily limbs and sublimbs. Actually, this point was being made by that one devotee that was visiting here. If we make offense to someone, we're actually offending Krishna, because Krishna's in their heart. And he was giving an example of a mosquito. Any living entity, a mosquito, if you kill that mosquito, in the heart of that mosquito is a super soul, Krishna, Vishnu. So if you kill the mosquito, it means you're killing Vishnu. Talk about Atmahata. I mean, you can't kill Vishnu, nor can you kill the jiva inside the body of the mosquito. But it's taken to be, it's not just that you killed some mosquito, like sometimes people go like that or something. They do. So that violence that you're doing to that mosquito, you're also doing to God. One devotee was explaining like this, that this is the vision. So therefore, a devotee doesn't hurt a flea. He doesn't hurt anyone. And the example, this person was saying that he uses a mosquito net or something to keep the mosquitoes from biting him, rather than he coexists with them and in a respectful way. So this purport says, although the Lord is one, the devotees are considered Krishna's bodily limbs and sublimbs. No one is independent. When the activities of the limbs and sublimbs are in complete harmony with the owner of the limbs, there is no question of separation. Devotees of the Lord are inclined to serve Krishna. It says they have no propensity for material enjoyment because they do not maintain the conception of separation from the Lord. In other words, if I am part and parcel of Krishna, that's told in Gita, a very primal verse, Mamevamsho Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. Then I'm an amsha, particle, an unguli, a charna, a bahu. I'm a part and parcel of Krishna's body. Then how, and so I'm part of his body. I am part of his body. So any part of our body, our fingers, our hands, it's a part of my body. And when I want to enjoy these parts of my body, they assist me and they help me to enjoy. I want to eat this food, so my hands bring the food to my mouth. So in the same way, if we're part and parcel of Krishna's body, which we are, then there's no separation. Krishna is us, we are Krishna. In one sense. One, we are Krishna in quality, not in quantity. So we are being parts, the parts are meant to serve the whole. So Krishna, he enjoys through us. If we have hands, so we don't separately feed ourselves, we use our hands to put food in Krishna's mouth. We use our feet not to carry us somewhere for pleasure, but to go arrange for some pleasure for Krishna. And we use our mouth not to give us pleasure, but to give Krishna pleasure. Because if we use our mouth to give us pleasure, then we'll speak, oh, I'm so great, I did this, I did that. But if we use our mouth, seeing that it belongs to Krishna, then we'll, for his service, then we'll glorify Krishna. We'll speak his name or his glories. So then this mouth is being used for his pleasure, because this mouth is part and parcel of Krishna. That's what's being said. As soon as we see separatism, then there's, oh, I'm not part of God, I am God. I'm not to be enjoyed, I'm not to serve God, I'm the enjoyer, and things are here to serve me. This body and hands are meant to serve me, not because they're part of me. But the other way around, no, I'm actually, I am part and parcel of Krishna. So my hands are for Krishna's pleasure. They destroy Vambrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj in 9th canto, everything he had he used for the pleasure of Krishna. Right? Because he thought, there's no abhina, Ishvara ne abhina. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yata puman nasvangeshu shira panyadishu kochit parakya buddhim kurute evam bhuteshu matparaha. A person with average intelligence does not think that the head and other parts of the body to be separate from himself. And Krishna is stating this verse. My devotee does not differentiate Vishnu from anything or any living entity. In other words, he considers all living entities as simultaneously one with and different from the Absolute Truth. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, Achintya Veda, Veda Tattva. inconceivably, simultaneously one with and different. Tata pihas sarva vaishnavara ekata sabara ishvara krishna chaitanya sarvata. Still, all this being said, the Vaishnava's conclusion is, the Vaishnava kata, is that Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the supreme Lord of all. So despite more parts and parcels of the Lord and different forms of the Lord and different aspects, but when it's all said and done, the source of everything, the primeval Lord, is Lord Chaitanya, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Niyanta palaka shrashta durvigeya tatva save mile e mantra gayena mahatva. It says, the devotees of the Lord, what do they do? What do they speak? He says that they glorify the Lord as the controller, maintainer, creator, and incomprehensible truth. Avirbhav haiteche jesaba sharire tansabara anugrahe bhakti faladare. Bhakti, devotional service, is attained through the mercy of those in whose bodies the Supreme Lord manifests. Avirbhav jesaba sharire. Wherever in a body, if Krishna manifests there, then mercy can flow from that person. It attains to the mercy of those whose body the Supreme Lord manifests. Sabara anugraha. Anugraha means mercy. Bhakti faladhare. The fruit of bhakti. They're holding the fruit of bhakti. What is the fruit of bhakti? Bhakti faladhare. Holding the fruit of bhakti. This body itself is like a tree. The feet and toes are like roots and root hairs. And then the trunk, we call this the trunk of the body, the chest, waist, like the trunk of the tree. And the arms are like branches, and the hair is like leaves and foliage. The body tree, the human tree of the body. So what is the fruit on this tree? The fruit is the heart which is saturated with seva bhav. Krishna seva bhav, seva ras, Krishna seva ras. That is the fruit. So when a human being surrenders to Guru and Krishna and Bhakti Devi enters his heart, then he begins a life moment to moment of serving Krishna and goes deeper and deeper into that service. Then what is the fruit of his heart? What is the fruit that he's carrying in his body? It's simply the service of Krishna. He's always engaged in service. He's chanting, he's speaking about Krishna, chanting his name, telling other people to chant. So this is what he's saying. And then if someone meets someone like that, they can attain bhakti. So the mercy of those in whose body the Supreme Lord manifests. That's why the devotee is called Kripa Shakti Murti. The Murti, he's the form of Krishna's mercy. And what is Krishna's mercy? Krishna's mercy is that when we receive it, we begin to serve Krishna. Until we receive the mercy of Krishna, we're not engaged in the service of Krishna. We're enjoying. We're enjoying our bodies, we're enjoying this world. And somehow the mercy comes into our mind and our heart, and we start to think, actually, I'm a servant of God. I should serve Krishna. And then the devotional life begins. So someone creates that spark in the heart. Who has that spark in their own hearts? By their vibration, by their teaching, by their engagement, by their presence. They bring out the seva vasana. It's called Krishna seva vasana. The desire to serve Krishna, which is latent, which is covered, which is primeval in every jiva. Jivara surupaya Krishna nitya das. But where are we showing our dasatva? Where life after life after life, we think that I am Ishwara. That I, Ishwara ham aham bhogi. I am the Ishwara. I am the controller. There's no need to serve. So then it goes on. Sarvagyata sarvashakti diyo apane. Aparadi shastiyo karina bhalamane. Although the Lord awards all knowledge and strength, he nevertheless awards punishment to those who commit offenses. Sarvashakti Diya and Aparali Shasti Karina Balamani. So Aparali Shasti, Shasti means stick, beat with a stick. Sarva Gyata Sarva Shakti. So someone who is actually a devotee, he will get all knowledge and all power. What is the power the devotee gets? We say power. This word is there. So much power, talking about power. Sarva Shakti. He gets the power of attraction. He gets the power by which he can attract people to Krishna. He can attract people to Krishna with his teaching, with his presence, with his, you can say, kirtan, anything. He attracts people to Krishna. So that's his shakti. Then his knowledge is that Krishna gives him knowledge of himself. Hiti ma devi shesha achedui prati nityananda advaitere nachadena stuti. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya had special affection for Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. He never hesitated to glorify them. So this, what Vrindavanadas Thakur is saying, sometimes Advaita and Nityananda would have heated arguments and quarrel with each other. And same with Advaita Acharya and Gauranga, or Advaita Acharya and Nityananda. But then in the next moment, Lord Chaitanya would start glorifying Nityananda. And Advaita would start glorifying Nityananda, or Nityananda would glorify Advaita. So this is the transcendental realm. But if we get in some heated arguments and start quarreling with somebody, the next moment we're not going to start, he's actually very nice. A very nice person. Koti alokiko jadi eidui karena tata pita gora chandra kichuna balena. Even if these two violated social etiquette millions of times, Lord Gaurachandra would never say anything. So, it says previously, he said, Lord Chaitanya had special affection for Nittai and Advaita. And even if these two, Advaita and Nityananda, would violate all kinds of social etiquette, Nityananda is a house guest in Advaita's house in Shantipur. And he's a wandering mendicant. And he's eating. Then he takes this rice. This is prasadam, mahaprasad rice, which represents the form of Lakshmi Devi. And he gets angry. And he throws a tantrum like a young child, because he's in that Bali above. Nittai's in Bali above. And little children, they throw things. When they get angry, they just throw something. They yell and they throw something. But adults, you can't imagine going to a dinner party and someone doesn't like some food and throws it on the floor. I mean, it's not possible. It just wouldn't happen. So Nittai got mad, he got angry with Advaita, and he took the rice and he threw the rice at him and threw it all on the wall and everywhere on the floor. And when the rice hit Advaita Acharya's leg, he started dancing. Ecstasy. He threw rice at me. But this is not social etiquette. This is very bad behavior and offensive. It's aparad. But still, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Nittai and Advaita. And so he wins. And Lord Gauranga was also there. He didn't say anything. If you read that pastime, he was quiet. This whole thing was going on. Because Nittai and Gauranga came together to eat. And Gauranga was quite well behaved. He's a Brahmin. And so is Nityananda, a Brahmin. Hadai Pandit's son. Nittai Avadut. He's a Brahmin. But his behavior was most uncouth and uncivilized. Hey mata katakshana parananda kari avaduta chandra sange Gauranga Shri Hari. In this way, Gauranga and Avadhut Chandra, Shri Nityananda, spent some time together in Jagannath Puri in great ecstasy. Tabe Nityananda Stane Haya Vidai, Vasayaila Prabhu Shri Gauranga Rai. Gauranga took leave of Nityananda and returned to his residence. Nityananda Sarupo Paramaharshaman Anande Chalila Jagannatha Darshan. Nityananda Sarup, he also happily departed and went to the temple to see Lord Jagannath. Nityananda Chaitanya Jaihaila Darshan Ihara Shravane Sarva Bhanda Vimochan. By hearing about this meeting between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Jagannath Puri, one is freed from all bondage. Shravane Sarva Bhanda Vimochan. This is the benediction of the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Jagannatha Deki Macha Nityananda Rai Anandevi Valahai Gara Gadi Jai. When Lord Nityananda saw Lord Jagannath, he became overwhelmed in ecstasy and began rolling on the ground. Gada Gadi. Gada Gadi. Achara Padina Prabhu Prastara Upare Shatta Jane Darileo Darite Na Pare. Nittai fell on the stone floor of the Jagannath temple. Of course, most of us Westerners, of course, can't go there. But inside the Jagannath temple, it's all big stone floor, big, thick, wide stones. And Lord Nityananda's rolling on those stones. And he fell. Shatta Jane Darile Darite Na Pare. Nittai fell on the stone floor of Jagannath Mandir when he was taking darshan with so much force that 100 people could not break his fall. Like he was falling down like this on the floor. And even 100 people were trying to hold him up, push him back. They couldn't. His force was more than 100 people could bear. That's like tsunami. I mean, it's powerful. Jagannatha Balarama Subhadra Sudarshan Sabadeki Nityananda Karena Krandan. Nityananda Prabhu shed tears while looking at Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan. So some of you are going to Puri next month, I believe so. Is that right? So try to remember this when you take darshan. That Nityananda was standing there in that same temple, on that same stone floor you're standing on. Very same floor and same temple, same place, exactly same deities. And he was crashing on the floor and rolling on the floor when he saw Jagannath. We just stand there. And some panda comes and says, oh, come give a donation. And he whisks us away from our moment of reverie and prayer. And takes us inside for special darshan, special dawn. And then where is this experience? Shedding tears when we see the Lord. Sabara galara mala brahmane aniya puna puna dena sabe prabhava janina. Understanding the influence of Nityananda, the pandas and brahmins of Jagannath garland him again and again with Jagannath's mala garlands. Nityananda deki jata Jagannatha das sabara janmila ati parama ulas. All the servants of Jagannath became jubilant on seeing Nityananda. Nityananda Deki Ati Parama Ulas. They were so much charged up to see the ecstasy of the Lord. These are all the servants and sevites of Jagannath. This is actually a very common practice. And if you go in a temple, and those pujaris and sevites of that deity, they see that you're very enthused about their deity and you're very happy to be there and you're offering stutis and stotras, prayers, and have a very devotional mood and maybe even sitting down for a kirtan, and you bring a garland, you may bring a flower garland to offer to the deity or some sweets or fruit, and you come with an open heart and a submissive mind to actually worship their quote-unquote, their deity, or their Ishtadev or Thakurji, then those pujaris, they become very favorable, very happy, that, oh, you like, you know, Haridev is our family deity, and we've been worshipping this deity for for thousands of years in our family. Now you came from Russia or Delhi or anywhere, and you so much like our Haridev deity, and then they become happy. And then their wives become happy, everyone becomes happy. Like today we were at Haridev Mandir, and the Pujari was there. He saw the, with the bad foot. And his wife was there getting the offering ready, and just looking at all the, from the outside she was looking inside at the different devotees. Then a group of Western devotees came from Ukraine, a place called Ukraine. And so she was looking at them. And then I was leaving with our small group, and then the Russian, or whatever you call it, Ukrainian people said, "Oh, can you speak something about Haridev for translation?" So then we spoke, and then we thought we should also collect some pranami for Haridev. So then I asked everyone, please give a donation. So I went around to all the devotees, and everyone gave, all the Ukrainian devotees gave some donation, whatever they could give. Then we presented it to the Pujari, and he was very, very happy. His wife was also happy, because that's their deity, that's their Haridev deity. And his father worshipped that deity, and his grandfather. And so this is an example of how when we worship the Lord, then all the servants of the Lord become pleased also. So Nityananda, he's having so much loving exchange with Jagannath and so much emotional. It doesn't say that Nityananda offered him a box of sweets or a garland, but he offered him a garland of love. It was heart's garland. The flowers, he took all the flowers of his heart, heart flower after flower, and he made a garland. Then he offered that to Jagannath. And then he scented that garland, of his heart's flowers with all, he sprinkled and scented it with his tears. Because he was crying, he's looking at Jagannath, and he's crying, he's rolling on the ground. So Lord Jagannath was very impressed and very amazed that, oh, I have such influence, that Nityananda sees me and has such love for me. Because that's really what Krishna wants most. And that's what he thrives on, is love and love's expressions. But actually it's love. Patram pushpam phalam tayam yo me bhakti prayachati tadham bhakti parayatam ashnami brayatam. He says that externally you may offer something, but internally is what I care about. Externally it can be anything, but if it's only something externally like a box of sweets, but it's not mixed with your love and not mixed with your submission and with your favorable mentality, I don't find it very tasty. I don't find it very attractive or even acceptable. So I want to relish the taste and quantity and variety of your love, and however which way you offer it. So Lord Nityananda is just offering his deep love through his tears, and his body is so much vibrating. His body is so much vibrating and pulsating with loving feelings for Jagannath and Balaram Subhadra that he can't even contain himself, and he topples over on the temple floor and he starts rolling. So Lord Nityananda is rolling on the floor in the Jagannath temple. It's just like some lady in the kitchen making rice dal and chapatis to make an offering. That's her offering as a cook. But Nityananda's offering is ecstatic symptoms rolling on the floor in front of Jagannath. And Jagannath's very pleased, and all the Saivites are very pleased. They're very happy to see this offering of love, this display of love. And it's not like that person we saw in the kirtan rolled on the street and then jumped up and ran away. It's not a performance, it's an offering. There's a difference between a performance and an offering. And think of that in terms of Harinam. Someone's leading a kirtan, and is it a performance or is it an offering? Or is it an offering performance? So it should be arpan, an offering. We have this term, love offering. How would you lead kirtan if Lord Chaitanya was standing in front of you? How would you lead kirtan if Radha and Krishna were walking along in the Sankirtan party? If Radha and Krishna were leading the kirtan party, walking in the front, and you're behind them, then how would you sing their holy names? Something interesting to think about. And you should think like this, because they're there. Nam Rup Gun and Leela. If you never think like that, and never try to see like that, and try to think like that, then you'll never see like that. You'll never think like that. Because you can only think like that and feel like that if you believe it's possible. If you don't believe it's possible, then the holy name will never reveal. Faith is the strongest, is the most powerful factor in all our practices. So they see that they were so happy, all the brahmanas in the temple, they were offering garlands to the Lord. They gave him Jagannath's garland, then Balaram's garland, then Subhadra's garland, then Sudarshan's garland, one after another. And they were very, very happy. Love me, love my Lord. So he was loving their Lord, Jagannath, and so they were so happy. Ye janane chini sejigyase karotani sabhe kahe E Krishna Chaitanya Ravai. Anyone who didn't know Nityananda Prabhu's identity inquired from others, who is he? Who is this person? This person is dancing in ecstasy, he's rolling on the ground. Who is this person? Oh, you don't know. He's Chaitanya Bhai. He's a brother of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Dui Bhai, there's some song, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana. Pahundui Jana, Nitai Gora Chandra. Pahundui Jana. These two boys, these two brothers, Gora Nitai. Then Nityananda Sarupo Sabari Karikole Sinchila Sabaranga Nayanera Jale. Nityananda ran and embraced everyone and soaked them with his tears. So this is Nityananda's extending his mercy to others, not only exchanging directly with his Lord, Jagannath, Krishna, and his sister Subhadra, but then he's extending that experience and sharing that experience, that exchange of love with his Lord. He's offered his love to Jagannath, and he's received Jagannath's love in return, and he's received the favor of all the Saivites and Brahmanas in the temple by awarding him, by receiving mala and garlands from him. But then there's so many others in the temple. The temple is always crowded with hundreds of people, and not everyone knew who he was. So they were inquiring, who is this? He's an ecstatic avadut. And then he said, oh, you want to know who I am? I'm Patita Pavan, and I've come to liberate everyone. I've come to give my mercy to one and all. So then he ran around and embraced everyone. Nityananda Srup Sabari Kari Kole. Sinchila. Sinchila means soaked. Sinchila Sabara Anga. He soaked everyone's limbs, Nayanjal, Nayanera Jale, with the water from his eyes, the Prem Jal, the love-filled eyes. And so that was everyone got the ocean. He submerged everyone in the ocean of Jagannath's love. He entered that ocean himself, Nityananda, and this Prem Samudra, and then he came and he's moving in the waves of that ocean of love. Then he said, oh, there's so many people standing on the shore trying to understand who I am. No, this is who I am. Then he went and embraced everyone and showered them with love, with Nayanera Jal, because he was swimming and floating. This Prem Samudra Bhasila, he was floating in this ocean of love, and then he drenched everyone with his tears of love, Nayanera Jale. Sinchila Sabara Anga Nayanera Jale. Tabe Jagannatha Hari Harsha Sarvagan Anande Chalila Garadhara Darshan. After seeing Jagannath and his servants, Lord Nityananda happily went to meet Gadadhar Pandit. So we'll hear about that tomorrow, hopefully. This is Gadadhar Pandit, of course, is down the road a little bit. Not far from Jagannath, just over the hill and down the road. Go behind Jagannath's temple, go up the hill a little bit, then go down the other side of the hill, and the other side of the hill is Gopinath, basically, if you're walking. Because Jagannath, you come out of Jagannath's temple, of course, you can go out the back also, four doors. Go out the west door, then go up Lokanath Road, and go up the hill, and up around the hill like this, and come down the other side, and Chatak Parvat, then Gopinath is right there, if you're walking. You can see it. So tomorrow we're going to see Tota Gopinath.